Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia, and today is the 20th of August, 2018. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. Today, we've titled the lesson, Part 5, Increase Knowledge, the Time of the End, Esau's Rule. Okay, we're gonna get into some stuff, family. So I really pray that you are seeking the Father's truth, reading along with me as I read the scriptures. Okay, read along with me as I read the scriptures, because never let it be said, oh, Georgia just thought up, or it's my interpretation. No. We allow the Spirit to flow. Let the Spirit to lead us and guide us. His word is spirit, family. Let his word align with your spirit and decipher into the truth. So, hey, let's just give our Father, first of all, thanks and praise today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, Father. We lift up your name. Father, we ask that today's lesson flow by spirit and the spirit continue to wake up the dry bones. Father, we say all this in Yahushua's name as we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. All right, let's get going. We've been doing these lessons. This is part 5, family. Increased knowledge. Now, I left off last week, or it might have been a couple of days ago. I can't remember anymore. But the point is, I was speaking in Matthew 24. Okay, and I spoke concerning verses 1 and 2, where I said, all I did was just read what it said. It said, and Yahushua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yahushua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This was in symbolizing what would happen to Israel. They would get scattered. Once the Spirit of the Most High, which is Yahushua, he's the Word, he's the Spirit, once it left the temple, or the temple is us, leaves, we become Gentiles in the earth. We don't hear from him like we should be hearing from him. But I wanted to also precept, and I forgot to put the precept in. The Father gave it back to me today in my remembrance, and I put it in. Jeremiah 24:6. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 6. I'm going to read it. We just read about the temple being scattered, being thrown down. Not one stone will be left upon another. So it reads in Jeremiah 24:6, I will keep my eyes upon their good and will return them to this land. I'm going to regather them is what he's saying. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. So now, this is in Jeremiah. He was prophesying that he already knew Israel would be scattered. We read it in Matthew 24, how the temples are bodies, not one would be left upon another, because the disciples were showing him the buildings of the temple. They were going to be scattered. But Jeremiah had prophesied that the Father said, I will build them up and not tear them down. So you see, family, if you go allow the Spirit to flow, you get these understandings. I also precepted it, and they cut me off. That's the only reason I'm going over some of this. Matthew 24, I read verses 14 and 15, and this just continues a little further with the buildings being scattered. The disciples wanted to know when would they come. Yahushua told them, all the world, or a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The word nations are speaking of tribes. Go back to Jeremiah, figure it out. Go back to the prophets. They were talking to the nations. In all the world. The world represents all the nations, but not all the nations of the world, the nations that the Spirit flows through. They were preordained from the foundation of the world to get this truth. After they would receive the truth, then shall the end come. Yahushua's death, burial, and resurrection. The end shall come is also precepting to the end of the world rule or Esau's rule to the beginning of Jacob's rule, which is the kingdom that will be under the Father. Okay, let me say something. I want to put a note here. Mark it. This is about Esau family. Okay, you got to think spiritual to get this. Many people will come up with their own little understandings, but it aligns with Scripture. But you must think spiritual to get it. When you go down to Deuteronomy 23:7, here's what the Father revealed to me, I'm going to share with you. It told us within the Father's word that thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. I'm going to stop there. Understand that Esau was the brother of Jacob physically, by the flesh, but by the spirit, he was of another nation, not of our father's people. Jacob was led by spirit. Esau was by the flesh. You can recall that when it came down to getting wives, we can read easily in Genesis 36:2, where it was told to us by the Father, Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan. Okay, and I ain't going to read no more than that. That's all you got to know. Read it all yourself. Okay? But concern, Jacob was special. Jacob 28, verses just 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. You're not going to take a daughter of the world. See, because Jacob had a special blessing on him. Jacob had a special blessing. There is children of the flesh, which are not the Father's children, and then you got children of the Spirit, which are the promise. We're reading about, throughout this book, children of the flesh versus children of the Spirit. You got to understand, when I go into Esau, we have all been looking at physical characteristics. Oh, it said he was red and hairy. Don't look at all that. Know that Esau represented the world, and here's how you'll know. It'll tell you right here, and I'm going to tell you what the world is. Okay, if you haven't figured it out. Told us after in Matthew 24, after the gospel would be preached to all the nations of the world, speaking of the tribes of Israel, they call this spiritual now, then shall the end come. So when you go down to figure when shall the end come, take it to the Apocryphers. In 2 Ezra chapter 6, you're going to find out this end, because it says, then answered I and said, what shall be the parting asunder of the times? Or, another way of asking it, when shall be the end of the first and the beginning of it that followeth? And he answered unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. The hand of man is between the heel and the hand. Family, I know y'all know Genesis. I know y'all know Genesis. When we go to Genesis, we're going to read about that hand holding Esau's heel. Genesis 25. All I'm going to read is verses 23. Let's see. I'm just going to read 23 through 26. Open your Bibles. Open your Bibles. Read later if you must. But read. No, I ain't saying nothing. We just allow the Father to give the understanding. When we go to Genesis 25, beginning at verse 23, it reads, tie, he said unto Rebekah, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated. They're going to be separated. Remember, Yahushua said, I didn't come to bring peace, but the sword. What is the sword? It's the word. What is the word? It's the spirit. This is the separating factor where he's going to have mother against daughter-in-law, father against son. This is the separating of the wheat tare. This is the separating of the sheep from the goat. Don't mistake what the Bible's saying. This is our Father's word preserved. So we read that the Father told Rebekah, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated. You're going to have the end of Esau's rule, which is the world, to the new kingdom of Yahushua's rule, which is Jacob being back on top. Two things are going to get separated, flipped around, turned about. The separation takes place by Yahushua. So we read, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be fulfilled, to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. It says the first came out, that was Esau, and after that came out his brother, Jacob. Okay? Let's go a little further with this, because this, Genesis 25, is just speaking about what we just read in the book of Ezra, 2 Ezra chapter 6. Okay? Same thing. Now, Genesis 25, speaking of these two nations, two manner of people that will be separated, and it's going to happen by Yahushua, because it's going to happen by the word. The spirit is what's going to separate us from them. Go to Romans 9, because some people will say, well, it's not right because... Shut up, shut up, shut up. Let's let the Father speak. Romans 9, verse 11 to 13, dealing with Esau and Jacob. For the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of the Father according to election might stand, not of works. And they do things by works. They do things by the physical. They try to earn their way back into the kingdom. Okay? But it's not going to be of that. The purpose of our Father, according to election, might stand, him being called. He was called this special one from the foundation of the earth. It's not going to be by works anymore, family. If you're trying to do like Esau, neither of these children, before they were born, they did no bad, no good, no evil. This is all before they were born, but the purpose of our Father, according to election, might stand. It had to stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. I did not write that. Our Father's word declares it. I will stand by it. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau, who is a brother to Jacob, have I hated. Okay, I hope y'all getting this. Now, this will piggyback with 2 Ezra's speaking of the end of the world and... In 2 Ezra chapter 6, I took you guys, I'm going to take you there again for a quick second. They want to know when would the end be and the beginning of it that followeth. Okay? And Ezra told us from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world. And Jacob, so now, let's go a little further. Remember Daniel had a dream? Daniel was having dreams and visions. Remember this? These things are prophesied. It's a matter of putting things together, but you can't put it together unless you flow by the Spirit. Don't just read the words. Allow the Spirit to decipher that truth to you, or you'll never get this. So when we go to Daniel's dream, remember he had that dream where he saw the head made of gold. We know that was the Babylon Empire. The silver was the Medo-Persian. The bronze was the Greek Empire. But what was that last kingdom? Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. That was the Iron Kingdom of Rome, right? Was it not during that kingdom Yahushua manifested in the flesh? It was during the Roman era. It was right there during the Roman era. So Daniel's dream, we can read about it. His vision was in Daniel 2:44. Chapter 2, verse 44. I'm going to read it to you. And in the days of these kings, we just read about who the kings were. We had the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Greeks, and then the Romans. So these kings. And in the days of these kings shall the Father of Heaven set up a kingdom. So it had to happen during Yahushua's time. We shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. We are only talking about two sets of people, family. I don't know if you're aware of this. When we look at the lineages of the children in the Bible, going straight back to Adam and Eve, they had Cain and Abel. We know that Cain went into the world just like Esau to get him a wife. Cain slew his brother. Esau wanted to slew Jacob, but the father wouldn't allow that. But you're supposed to understand what you're seeing. So if we're talking spiritual things now, and they have always grown up together, that's the parable of the wheat and tare. It's by the Father's Spirit that will do the separating. The Spirit, the Word, the Sword is going to separate the Father's people from the unrighteous, Satan's people. You know, call it what you want, but that's what it's saying. So right here, we see last kingdom. It says it was mixed. Don't look at, per se, how people like to do the white man. You'd be in error. I was in error for many years till the Father's Spirit showed me the truth. Esau is nothing but the world. That's all the word Esau stands for. Why do you think even today we can see Esau? Many of those who are really the fathers have gone out into the world and talk about the flesh. Talk about the things they see, or the prophecy to come. I'm going to precept this. I'm going to fall backwards on it because, you know, we got to keep this Shabbat day and this Passover, and we're unrighteous if we don't keep the law of Moses. They're looking at the flesh things. That's a different nation. There are people, but of a different nation. They're not of the nation of the Most High. They went off their way into the world and became the nations of Satan. You better go back to the last lesson to understand Yahushua spoke of what Isaiah said. And he requoted it, that if they should be able to see, and if they should be able to hear, and if they should have an understanding of the truth, he would have to heal them. It wasn't meant for them to hear. That's why when he spoke parables to them, they couldn't hear, see, understand. But these same parables, we're breaking them down now because they're speaking spiritual and they still can't get it. You see? We see that that last kingdom was made of iron mixed with miry clay. And that is showing you that when the rock that was representing Yahushua fell upon those toes in that last kingdom, we saw that the last kingdom, the toes scattered. But he told you what would happen. In the days of these kings, that was that last Roman kingdom, that was the foot, shall the Father of Heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. But it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Because what's going to awaken the dry bones from this state? When they're scattered as Gentiles across the four corners of the earth, some are going to hear by spirit, others won't be able to get it. That's why when we go to Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, and you understand your body's a temple, and the buildings of the temple, well, that's our house. That's our vessel. That's our bodies. They inhabit a treasure. That treasure is a spirit, but the spirit belongs to the Father. This is what he's speaking of. Haggai 2, 9. The glory of this latter house, Haggai was speaking of the temple of the Most High made with hands. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. The former was a great house that Solomon built. They tried to rebuild the temple. Later we find out. Usually we wasn't talking about no temple at that point. But Haggai is talking about that great temple that was built by Solomon. He's letting us know that there's going to be more glory on us now, because during Solomon's time, there was a split from the flesh to the spiritual. The spirit of our Father reside in a place that was made with hands. But this latter house, which is our bodies, the spirit is going to reside in that temple not made with hands. You can't make a person. I don't care how many Frankenstein movies you watch. It's the Father that makes that. We are made spiritual from the beginning. Glory upon us, so that the glory of this house that we have now, when we take up on his spirit, flowing by the spirit, this house is going to be greater than the former, than Solomon's temple. He said, and in this place, in this temple, in your bodies, will I give peace, said the Father of hosts. And we know when the Comforter came, he said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave you. He said, I am the Comforter. It's expedient for me to go so that I can return. He said that in my Father's house are many buildings or houses. Many of those houses, when you read Ephesians 2, you understand, if you're understanding that the physical body is a house, is a temple. Those were the physical bodies that were sitting by Yahushua. When he overcame, we overcame. Now, when he came back, returned, he brought the spirits with us. Now we're a former house. We're not a former house. We're a latter house that is more glorious than the former house which Yahushua resided externally in. Now he resides internally in us because of Yahushua, the mediator, that has now brought us back to the Father, where they're dwelling in us. There's an increase in knowledge. Increase of knowledge. Family, remember I read, I got to go back and forth, but I want you all to keep up with the lesson so you're not left behind. We read Amos 8, verses 11 and 14. We also read Daniel 12, verses 4. We were speaking, I'm going to read it one more time. Amos 8, verses 11 to 14. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word or the spirit or the understanding of the Father, and they shall not find it. When we go to Daniel 12, 4, it says, many shall run, knowledge shall be increased. So simultaneously, two spiritual things are happening. Two spiritual things are happening, because spiritually one will receive the word by spirit, and spiritually one will not receive that word. There will be an increase of knowledge for some and a decrease of knowledge and understanding for others. That's all we're reading about. Two different nations. The nation of the Most High, we're not his children because of the flesh, but Satan has got his hands on his. They fall by flesh. They can't hear from the Father. They're going to remain in this earth as Gentiles. So simultaneously, what? Some will hear, some will not. When the Father says, I scattered you, but I'm going to regather you, there is a reason for that. There's a reason for that. I'm going to give that understanding shortly. But, and not today. I'm going to get to it, don't worry. But before this stone, family, before this stone that we can read about in Daniel 44, not made with hands, descends upon the feet of the vision Daniel saw, what's happening with Yahuwah's children today? You know, what's happening today? Listen, they ain't nothing new. I mean, the sun, time that the kingdom shall be built and the time of not hearing, something happening. Well, I tell you what, you join us next lesson and allow the Spirit of the Most High to give that understanding, because there's something happening. People are seeing it, but they're not gripping what's going on. I want to take you guys to many different scenarios within Scripture. Once I read certain Scripture, and I could tell it to you, but that ain't good enough, because then that'd just be Georgia saying. No, Georgia ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing that's not led by the Spirit. When I get into reading the Scripture, I'm going to give an example, okay? You be the judge, okay? You discern my spirit. See if I'm coming from the Father or not, okay? And then when you start to go out and venture, and I know many of you do, and you start hearing these lying spirits speaking to you. Remember, the Father said, my sheep, they shall hear my voice, and to another shepherd they shall not go. So when the Father set us to be fishermen, huntermen, gatherers, to be a light to the Gentiles, which we all were after the scattering, then people wonder why Solomon had to do what he had to do. Because the two nations had to be split. Remember, Yahushua said, I am come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the Gentiles. That's why all this had to take place. That's why everything you see has to take place. One day I'm going to go through that lesson. I know y'all want me to talk about it now, but I don't have time. I only have half an hour lessons. The Father for that, because I think that's all the people need. Our people, they're not too keen on listening too long. I already figured that one out. So the Father just helped me along and gave me a very short lesson. Okay? So, like I said, I did post the links. Family, they have been taking us. Okay, that's the 90 seconds. They have been taking us all over my Blog Talk channel. So I've been trying to keep them listed so that you can go back and forth. When it blocked me out of one, I can go to another. But family, it's right there. All the lessons that we've done, I've listed them for you. This is the number 5. So increased knowledge 1, increased knowledge 2. We did 3, Michael addendum. And then we went to the 4th increase of knowledge. The 4th increase of knowledge got 60 seconds, and then 5, which is the time of the end, Esau's rule, because it was time for the people to wake up and understand who Esau was and to know what happened during that period. Now, we got about 52 seconds. If anybody would like to raise their hands and come on live and ask a question, I'm going to be looking for your hand. Just push the number 1 button, and I'll see that your hand is raised. Hey, I just want to let everybody know today, our switchboard is full. Hallelujah. Continue to have these lessons, family, because I got so much more. The Father has been waking me up daily to give you the word. And I don't know who's the 504 calling in, but shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. Hey, that's this Kenner area. I'm just glad that we got locals. I'm just glad that we got the local Kenner or the New Orleans family or the Louisiana family calling in today, too. So I just want to thank everyone. Hey, keep praying for me. I'll be praying for you. Shabbat shalom.